podcast of Universal Honorary. I'm your host, evangelist and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. We're in chapter 14 with verses 22 through 25. Then Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and precede him to the other side, while he dismissed the crowds. After doing so, Jesus went up on the mountain by himself to pray. When it was evening, he was there alone. Meanwhile, the boat, already a few miles offshore, was being tossed about by the waves, for the wind was against it. During the fourth watch of the night, he came toward them, walking on the sea. Today I will share with you the iconography of Saint Anthony. This is a look back at how he was described and the different aspect of things he depicts in artwork created to honor this amazing anointed man of God. All work presented today is copyright by the Museum of Saint Anthony, Lisbon, Portugal. The first descriptions of Saint Anthony made for the process of his canonization described him as being short of stature, dark-skinned, and corpulent. That's a nice way to say fat. Although his image, built up over the centuries, is clearly marked by the iconography of St. Anthony Abbot and St. Francis of Assisi, added to by the great communicators of his work. Besides the saint's halo, he is most often portrayed as a young man, at times with a beard identical to that of St. Francis, dressed in a Franciscan habit, girded at the waist with rope of three knots, holding a book in his left hand, a symbol of wisdom and faith, over which is the baby Jesus, an inseparable feature since the 16th century, and in his right hand, a cross, a symbol of love of God, and a stem of white lilies, symbol of the purity and loyalty to Christ, which appears as his attribute from the 15th century on. He can also be seen wearing the habit of a regular canon of St. Augustine, with the garments of a choir boy, or with the vestments of the Eucharist, recalling his life in Portugal. In Italy and France, he is sometimes shown with a flame and a heart, symbols that were not adopted in Portuguese iconography. To be considered a doctor of the Church, one must demonstrate sanctity in life with established orthodoxy that includes written work with a comprehensive theological philosophy officially accepted by the Church. As mentioned, St. Anthony was the second fastest named saint by the Church, and in 1946, after more than 900 years, he was named a Doctor of the Church, celebrating his feast day on the birthday of my soulmate in Christ, Antonia Cruz Wiggins, June 13th of each year. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey. We pray for our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those who've asked us to pray for them and those that we've said that we would pray for. And in the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray for Holy Mother in the name of Lulu. We ask our Holy Mother each day to take prayers for this man to the feet of Jesus. You know, the mother, when asked you to do something in your life, you never refused her, I bet. And we feel that our Holy Mother, Mary, the Virgin Mary, the one who gave birth to our Lord, is listened to by him and will express and expedite the prayers that are requested by her intercession. And that is the explanation of why we pray for our Holy Mother in the name of Louis. Daily prayers for our neighbor Thelma, prayers for a friend and his wife, for a baby to be born, Novena Day 5 for my cousin Cheryl and her husband Joe. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ. I'm a Catholic evangelist, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Matthew's Gospel. We're in chapter 14 today with verses 22 through 25, two stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, Frightened Everyone Became. Jesus preceded by boat of disciples. Side other ordered, crowds evening dismissed. Pray by himself on mountain before seawalking arrival. Offshore some miles boat tossed, where Jesus walked without risk. Tossed against wind, a wild boat ride. Night's fourth watch, Jesus came. Sea walking in the dark, everyone would confide. Frightened everyone became. I'm Thomas Cruz Wiggins. It's March 21st, 2023. We're recording a little later today at 06:07 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. We close today at 7:33 in the name of Jesus. Jesus. God bless you.